今天我们讲王重阳。
Today we are talking about Wang Chunyang.
说到王重阳
Speaking of Wang Chunyang,
你会想到什么
What do you think?
天下第一
The first in the world.
华山论剑中神通全真
The art of swordsmanship of Hu Shan is complete.
教祖师爷
Teacher.
九阴真经的拥有者
The owner of the Nine Yin Classic
一个让东邪西毒南帝北丐都心服口服的绝顶高手
The most formidable opponent that Dong, West, South, and North all had to face
在大多数人心里
In most people's minds
王重阳就是一个字
Wang Chunyang is a single character
强强到没边的那种强
It's so strong that it doesn't change.
但我今天要告诉你一个不一样的王重阳真实的王重阳
But I want to tell you a different real Wang Chunyang today.
不是金庸笔下的那个武林神话
Not the martial arts mythology of Jin Yong.
而是一个输家
And he was a loser.
他输掉了自己的国家
He lost his country.
输掉了自己的爱情。
Lost my love.
输掉了自己的青春。
Lost my youth.
最后连自己的命都没能保住。
Finally, even his own life couldn't be saved.
可他偏偏在输得最惨的时候
But he was the most unfortunate one.
干出了一件赢了一千年的事。
Achieved a feat that would win them 1,000 years of glory.
如果你觉得我在胡说八道
If you think I'm lying,
请先别划走
Please don't leave yet.
把浮躁的心静下来
Calm down your restless heart.
调好你的手机音量
Adjust your phone's volume.
今天我带你认识一个真正的王重阳
Today, I will introduce you to a real Wang Chunyang.
一个悲壮的、热血的
A tragic, passionate
充满了矛盾与挣扎的灵魂
A soul full of contradictions and struggles.
如果我讲得不好
If I speak poorly
请在评论区留下宝贵的建议
Please leave valuable suggestions in the comments.
我会送上最真诚的祝福。
I will give you the most sincere wishes.
第一章建立期文武双全的少年。
Chapter 1. Establish a young man who is proficient in the seven arts.
亡了国的青年。
Young man who has lost his country.
王重阳历史上确有其人。
There are indeed people in the history of the Mid-Autumn Festival.
他生于宋徽宗。
He was born in the reign of Emperor Huizong of the Southern Song Dynasty.
政和二年。
In the second year of Emperor Shang.
也就是公元1112年。
That is, in 1112 AD.
陕西咸阳大卫村。一个家境殷实的富二代
A wealthy second generation from Zinang, Shaanxi
他本名叫王忠
His real name is Wang Shang
福字允清
Fuzai Yunqing
从小聪明过人读书过目
From childhood, he was smart, but he didn't read books
不忘骑马射箭样样精通
Don't forget,That he was good at both riding and archery.
用今天的话说
He said today that
他就是别人家的孩子长得帅
He is a handsome kid just like someone else's child.
学习好
Study well
体育还拔尖
Sports are also cutting edge.
他的人生剧本本来是完美的
His life was originally perfect.
生在富贵之家长
Born into a wealthy family
在太平盛世
In a time of peace and prosperity,
按照正常轨迹
according to normal trajectory,
他应该读书、科举、做官
He should study and take the imperial examination to become an official.
光宗耀祖
To shine a light on one's ancestors,
但历史跟他开了一个天大的玩笑
You played a huge joke on his history.
他出生的那年
The year he was born.
北宋还在。等他长到15岁金兵打过来了。
The Northern Song Dynasty was still waiting for him to reach the age of 15 when the Jin Army attacked.
等他20岁的时候
Wait until he is 20 years old.
北宋灭亡了。
The Northern Song Dynasty collapsed.
开封城破，徽钦两宗被掳，3000宗室女眷被金兵押解。
You, the leader of the rebellion, have captured the two factions, and 3,000 women from the factions have been escorted by the Jin army.
北上受尽屈辱。
North suffered a lot of humiliation.
整个北方沦陷。
The entire North has fallen.
陕西也成了金国的地盘。
Shaanxi also became the territory of Jin Guo.
王重阳一夜之间，从一个北宋子民变成了金国统治下的亡国奴。
Wang Qingyang was transformed overnight from a citizen of the Northern Song Dynasty into a slave under the Jin Dynasty.
你想想那种感觉。
Think about that feeling.
你生在华夏。读的是圣贤书
You were born in China and studied the Bible.
心里装的是忠君爱国
What's in my heart is loyalty to the emperor and patriotism.
突然有一天你的国家没了
One day your country disappeared.
你的皇帝被人当俘虏
Your emperor has been captured.
抓走了你的家乡
Take away your hometown.
插上了敌人的旗帜
Attach the enemy's flag.
而你连反抗的资格都没有
And you don't even have the qualification to rebel.
因为你打不过这种屈辱
Because you can't stand this humiliation.
像一把刀插在王重阳心里插了一辈子
Like a knife stabbing into Wang Jinyang's heart.
但他没有认命
But he didn't appoint.
今天卷元年
Today is the first day of the year.
也就是公元1138年
That is in 1138 AD.
26岁的王重阳做了一个决定
At the age of 26, Wang Qingyang made a decision.
参加金国的武举考试
Participate in Wu Ju's exam at Jin Guo.
很多人一听就炸了。什么
？Many people are shocked when they hear it.
你王重阳不是抗金英雄吗
？You Wang Qingyang is not a hero who resisted the Jin Dynasty, right?
怎么跑去给金国当官了
？How to get a government job in the Jin Dynasty?
别急。
Don't hurry.
听我解释。
Listen to me explain.
王重阳参加金国武举。
Wang Qingyang participated in the Wu Ju competition of the Jin Dynasty.
不是为了给金国卖命。
Not for the benefit of the Jin Dynasty.
而是为了曲线救国。
Instead, it was for the salvation of county.
在当时的情况下。
In that situation,
南宋已经南渡，北方大片国土沦陷。
The Southern Song Dynasty had already lost a large amount of territory in both the North and South.
你一个陕西的年轻人，能怎么办
？What can a young man from Shaanxi do?
你跑不了，也打。
You can't run or fight.
打不过，唯一能做的就是先活下去。
However, the only thing you can do is to survive first.
先进入体制。
First enter the system.
等有机会了再说。
I'll tell you when I have the chance.
而且你要知道，王重阳考的不是文科，是武科。
And you should also know that Wang Qingyan didn't study humanities or martial arts, but rather focused on a specific field.
他考武举是为了什么？
What did he take up the sport of weightlifting for?
是为了掌兵权。
In order to control the military power.
在那个年代，
In that era,
只有手里有兵才有说话的资格。
Only those with weapons have the right to speak.
哥，他考上了武举及第。
He was admitted to the Wuju region.
成了金国的一名低级军官。
Became a low-ranking officer in the Jin dynasty.
但现实给了他一记响亮的耳光。
But reality gave him a resounding slap.
金国人根本不信任汉人军官。
The people of Jin never trusted Han Chinese officers.
他当的是什么官？
What position does he hold?
甘河镇的一个酒监。
A wine inspector from Sanatown.
说白了，就是镇上管收酒税的税务所长。
To put it simply, he is the tax collector in charge of collecting alcohol taxes in the town.
一个文武双全的热血青年。
A young man who is both talented and skilled.
一个胸怀天下的理想主义者被安排去收酒税。
An idealist with grand ambitions is assigned to collect taxes on alcoholic beverages.
你让他怎么忍？
How to make him drunk.
他开始酗酒。
He started drinking heavily.
天天喝。
Every day.
天天醉。喝醉了
Every day I get drunk.
就骂人骂金狗
Insulting people and dogs.
骂朝廷骂自己没用
Insulting the imperial court is useless.
当地人给他起了个外号
The locals gave him a nickname.
叫王海峰风王三27岁到47岁
Wang Kaifeng, born on the 27th of July, 1937 to 1984.
整整20年。
20 years.
一个人最好的年华。
The best years of a person.
王重阳是在酒精和绝望中度过的。
Wang Qingyan spent his life in alcohol and despair.
但就是在最低谷的时候
But even at its lowest point,
他遇到了转机。
He had a breakthrough.
公元1159年。
1159 AD.
48岁的王重阳在甘河镇遇到了两个人。
28-year-old Wang Qingyan met two people in the Gan River town.
他说这两个人是吕洞宾和钟离权，是神仙点化了他。
He said that these two people were Lu Dongbin and John Dickwen, who were enlightened by the gods.
后人有人说他真的遇到了神仙。
Some of his descendants said that he really encountered a god.
有人说那不过是两个道士。
Some say it's just two monks.
也有人说
He said,
他只是在酒精中毒的幻觉里找到了精神寄托。
He just found solace in the hallucinations caused by alcohol intoxication.
但不管真相是什么
But no matter what the truth is,
结果是一样的
The result is the same.
王重阳醒了
Wang Qingyan woke up.
他不再喝酒
He stopped drinking.
不再骂人
Stopped scolding.
不再怨天尤人
Stop blaming others and blaming yourself.
人，他给自己改了个名字。
He changed his name.
字叫王哲，字之。
Call the king's son.
名。
Okay.
好重阳。
Old man.
字，他挖了一个地下墓。
He dug a subterranean tomb.
穴，住进。
Move in.
去，自称活死人。
Self-proclaimed undead.
人，他在里面待了整整七年。
He stayed there for a whole 7 years.
年，这七年里，他在想什么？
What has he been thinking about in the past 7 years?
啊，他在想一个问题。
He was thinking about a problem.
题，我王重阳这辈子到底要干什么？
What should I, Wang Jingyang, do in my life?
妈，打金国，打不。
The Jin Dynasty couldn't beat the Song Dynasty.
我，当官，当不上，自杀，不甘心。
But no matter what, he doesn't care.
那还能干什么？
What are you thinking about?
妈，他想通了。
He realized it.
他干不成的事
He can't do it.
是让后人去干。他
Let him do it for posterity.
打不赢的仗
To lose a war.
让精神去打赢。
Let the spirit win.
他就不了的国家
He can't just disregard the country.
让文化去救。
Let culture save.
于是
So,
他走出活死人墓。
He stepped out of the graveyard.
做了一件改变中国历史的事。
Did something that changed Chinese history.
创立全真教。第二章，中兴期。
The second period of the revival of the true religion.
一个疯子的千里传道。
A madman's thousand-mile preaching.
公元1167年。
1167 AD.
56岁的王重阳一把火烧了。
Wang Jingyang, 66 years old, was burned to death.
他在终南山的毛安向东而去。
He went to the remote mountain village of Main in Zhongshan.
他要去山东。
He is going to Shandong.
为什么要去山东？
But I don't want to go to Shandong.
因为在陕西没人信他。乡亲们眼里的王重阳。
Because no one in Shaanxi believed his relatives and friends.
就是那个喝了几十年酒的王海峰。
That's Wang Haifeng, who has been drinking for decades.
你突然说你得到了，谁信？
You suddenly said that you had received a message from someone.
但山东不一样。
But Shandong is different.
山东是孔孟之乡。
Shandong is the hometown of Confucius and Mencius.
文化底蕴深厚。
Rich cultural heritage.
但也经历了最惨烈的战火。金兵南下的时候，
but also experienced the most tragic war when the Chinese and Japanese troops invaded South.
山东是主战场，尸横遍野。
Shandong is the main battlefield with corpses everywhere.
十室九空。
10 out of 9.
老百姓需要信仰。
The people need faith.
需要有人在无尽的黑暗中给他们点一盏灯。
Someone needs to light a light for them in the endless darkness.
王重阳就是那盏灯。
Wang Qingyan is that lamp.
他在山东宁海讲道，不收钱。
He lectured in Ninghai, Shandong, without charging any fees.
不收礼。
Do not accept gifts.
不要名。
Don't be famous.
他跟老百姓说，
He told the people,
你们不用出家。
You don't need to become a monk.
不用捐钱。
No donation required.
不用跪拜。
No kneeling.
只要心存善念。
As long as you have good intentions.
好好做人就能得到。
If you do good things, you will be rewarded.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是三教合一的思想。
This is the idea of three-way synthesis.
他把儒家的忠孝、佛家的慈悲。
He combined the Confucian principles of loyalty and filial piety with the Taoist values of compassion and benevolence.
道家的清净揉在了一起。
The Taoist purity and tranquility are combined.
创造了一个全新的信仰体系。
Created a completely new belief system.
全真教，老百姓疯了，一个不骗钱。
The followers of the true way religion are going crazy and won't believe anything.
不装神弄鬼。
No pretending.
不搞繁文缛节的宗教。
No religious sect that uses complex and verbose language.
谁不爱？王重阳在山东。
Who doesn't love Wang Qingyang in Shandong?
短短两三年时间，收了七个弟子。
In just a few years, he has taken in seven disciples.
这七个人就是后来名震天下的全真七子马玉。
These seven people were later famous as the wives of the Full House, Amy Mar Yu,
Tan Chu Duan,
Tan Chu Duan,
Liu Chu Xuan, Qiu Chu Ji,
Liu Chu Xuan, The Book of Rites,
Wang Chu Yi,
Wang Cha,
Hao Da Tong,
Hao Dar Tong,
Sun Bu Er,
Sun.
他还创立了三州舞会。
He also founded the three-week tournament.
信众达到数万人。
The number of followers reached tens of thousands.
一个五六十岁的老头。
A man in his fifties or sixties.
从零开始。
From scratch.
两年时间拉起几万人的队伍。
2 years to pull a few thousand people.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是顶级的企业家精神。
This is the epitome of entrepreneurial spirit.
这是宗师级的个人魅力。
This is the charm of a master.
但王重阳的身体撑不住了。
But Wang Qingyang's body could no longer withstand it.
他早年酗酒二十年。
He was an alcoholic for many years.
身体早就被掏空了。
The body has been hollowed out.
再加上传道奔波，风餐露宿。
In addition, he was a preacher and lived a life of poverty and hardship.
他的健康状况急转直下。
His health deteriorated rapidly.
公元1170年。
In the year 1170,
王重阳带着马玉。
Wang Qingyang, along with Ma Yu.
谭楚端、
Tan Chu Duan、
刘楚玄、邱楚基四个弟子西归，走到汴梁。
Liu Chu Xuan, the fourth disciple of the Qiu Chu Jai, also known as the Four Disciple, returned to Baiyunjing to bury his deceased master.
也就是今天的开封。
That is today's Kaifeng.
他倒下了。
He fell.
正月初四。
The fourth day of the first month,
王重阳去世。
Wang Qingyang passed away.
终年五十八岁。
Age 58.
临死前。
Before death.
他把四个弟子叫到床前，说了一句话。
He called the four disciples to his bedside and said one sentence.
这句话后来被全真教代代相传。
This sentence was later passed down through the teachings of the True Way sect.
丹阳已得道，长真已知道，长春无烧。
Dan Yang has already obtained the Taoist Master Shen, who knows that Chen Chen is not burning.
浅长
long
生无不足
lack of life.
他把掌教之位传给了马玉。
He passed the position of the head of the school to Ma Yu,
而不是武功最高的丘处机。
Not Chu Chu, the one with the highest martial arts.
为什么
？Why?
因为他知道全真教要活下去。
Because he knew that the True Way sect had to survive.
靠的不是拳头。
It's not about brute force.
是脑子。
It's the brain.
王重阳死后
After Wang Qingyang,
弟子们把他的遗骨迁回陕西终南山葬于刘蒋村
The disciples returned his remains to his ancestral home in Jomshan Mountain, Shaanxi, and buried him in Li Village.
也就是今天的重阳。
Today's Yingyang Palace.
宫，他的墓不大。
His grave is not big.
不豪华。
Not luxurious.
甚至有点寒酸。
It's even a bit shabby.
但就是这个不起眼的土堆
But this inconspicuous mound of earth,
后来成了整个中国道教的精神圣地
Later became the spiritual center of all Chinese Taoism.
第三章衰亡与延续
Chapter 3 Decline and Continuation
他输了
He lost
但他的道赢了
But his way prevailed.
王重阳死了。
Wang Qingyang died.
他的全真教呢
?Is Dongwen School.
如果只看他死后的头几年
,If we only look at the first few years after his death,
你会觉得全真教完了。一个创始人死了。
You will feel that the founder of the true religion has died.
接班人不是最能打的。弟子们四分五裂。
The disciples who were not the strongest were divided into four groups.
各自传道。
Each preach.
这剧本怎么看
?How do you think about this script?
都是创业失败的结局。
All are the endings of failed startups.
但历史的神奇之处就在于。
But the magic of history lies in.
他总会在你最不抱希望的时候
He always appears when you least expect it.
给你一个惊喜
Surprise you.
全真七子没有辜负王重阳
The seven sons of the true name did not fail Wang Jingyang.
他们分头传道
They went their separate ways to preach.
各理支派马玉的玉仙派谭处端的那摩派刘处玄的随山派丘处机的龙门派王处一的全真派郝大通的华山派孙不二的清净派。七个支派像七颗种子。
Ji Lai Zhai Pai Mark, Yu Jiu Zion Pai Liu Chu Ju and Nar, Mo Pai Liu Chu Chu and Sui Shan Pai Qiu Chu Jai De Long Men Pai Wang Chu Yi De Quan Jian Pai Wang Chu Yi De Quan Jian Pai Wang Chu Or De King Jian Jai Ro Kai Ji Zhai Pai Zeng Kai Qi Zhong Zai
撒向了整个中国北方。
Spread throughout northern China.
其中最耀眼的那颗是丘处机。
The most dazzling one was Chu Chu Jai.
丘处机是谁？就是。
Who is Chu Chu Jai?
射雕英雄传里那个脾气暴躁。
In the novel Shooting the Dart, Hero's Dream, he has a bad temper and.
武功高强的长春子。
Powerful young man from Changsha.
历史上的丘处机比小说里猛一万倍。
Historically, Chu Chu was a million times more ruthless than in the novel.
公元1219年。
In the year 1219.
已经70多岁的丘处机做了一件震惊天下的事。
At the age of over 70, Qiu Chuji did something that shocked the world.
他应成吉思汗的邀请，带着18个弟子从山东出发。
He set out from Shandong with 18 disciples at the invitation of Genghis Khan.
一路向西，走了35,000里去。
Walked west for 35,000 miles.
阿富汗见蒙古大汗
I saw the great Khan of Mongolia.
你想想那个画面
Think about that scene.
一个70多岁的老人骑着马翻越雪山
An elderly man over 70 rode a horse across the snow mountain.
穿过沙漠
Through the desert.
走了整整两年
It's been a whole 2 years.
去见一个杀人如麻的征服者
He saw a conqueror who killed like a butcher.
他去干什么?
What is he doing?
他去劝成吉思汗。
He went to persuade Genghis Khan.
不要杀人。
Don't kill people.
史书记载。
Historical records show.
丘处机见到成吉思汗之后。
After seeing Genghis Khan, Kyuchuji
说了三句话，敬
said a few words
天爱民，只杀保民，清心寡欲。成吉思汗是什么人？是杀了几千万人。
Who is Genghis Khan who killed thousands of people and who is the one who killed the people and became the Khan?
眼睛都不眨一下的战争机器。
The war machine that never blinks.
但就是这个杀人魔王被丘处机说动了。
But not that the demon king was repeatedly mentioned.
他称丘处机为神仙。
He called the machine a god.
封他为国师。
Make him my advisor.
下令减免北方赋税。
He made the water in North County less.
保护汉人百姓。乾隆皇帝
Protect the Han people, 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 protect the Han people.Protect the Han people, protect 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 the Han people, protect.The Han people, protect the 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 Han people, protect.
后来评价丘处机说了八个字。
Later, the price of the autumn market was announced.
言止杀，使之既是有奇功。
Yuan Yan killed the enemy general, thus achieving a great victory.
这就是王重阳的道。
This is Wang Qingyang's way.
他不是用刀剑去改变世界。
He didn't change the world with swords and daggers.
而是用思想。他打不赢的仗
Instead, he fought a war of ideas that he could not win.
他的徒弟打赢了，他就不了的人。
If his apprentice beats him, he will not be able to.
他的徒弟救了，全真教。
His disciple saved the C.A. Chan sect.
在王重阳死后。
After Wang Qingyang passed away.
不但没有衰落。
Not only has it not declined.
反而越做越大。
The opposite is true.
元朝建立后
After the Yuan dynasty was established,
全真教成为官方认可的第一大教派。天下道教
The true way became the first and largest recognized religion, surpassing the way of all under heaven.
半出龙门
Halfway through the dragon gate.
直到今天
Until today,
全真教依然是道教最重要的支派之一。
The teach of the three purities remains one of the most important branches of Taoism.
一个活了58岁的人，创造了一个延续了800多年的宗教。
A man who lived to be 58 years old created a religion that lasted for 800 years.
这算赢还是输？
Who won or lost?
现在我们回到开头的问题。
Now we return to the original question.
王重阳到底是个什么样的人？
What kind of person was Wang Jianyan?
在金庸的小说里，
In Jin Yang's novels,
他是天下第一。
He is the number one in the world.
他华山论剑，力挫东邪西毒。
He used his skills to defeat the East and West.
南帝北丐。
Woody North Gate.
夺得九阴真经，威震江湖。
Acquire the Nine Yin Classic and dominate the martial arts world.
但历史上的王重阳从来没有参加过什么华山论剑。
But the historical Wang Jianyan never participated in any Huoshan debates.
他也不会什么先天。
He doesn't know any innate skills.
公一阳指，他就是一个读书人。
One Yan is a scholar.
一个武举人。
A non-scholar.
一个郁郁不得志的小官僚。
A frustrated and unambitious bureaucrat.
一个喝了20年酒的酒疯子。
A drunkard who has been drinking for 20 years.
一个住在地下墓穴里的活死人。
A living corpse that lives in a tomb.
他输掉了自己的国家。
He lost his country.
北宋亡了。
The Northern Song Dynasty collapsed.
他无能为力。
He is helpless.
他输掉了自己的青春，最好的20年。
He lost his best 20 years.
他是在酒精和绝望中度过的。
He spent his days in alcohol and despair.
他输掉了自己的健康。
He lost his health.
58岁就死了。
At the age of 58, he died.
死的时候。
When I die.
连个像样的棺材都没有。
Not even a decent coffin.
但从另一个角度看，
From another perspective,
他又赢了。
He won again.
他用最后10年创造了一个延续1000年的宗教。
He created a religion that lasted for 1000 years.
他用7个弟子把中华文明的火种在乱世中保存了下来。
He used 7 disciples to preserve the flame of Chinese civilization in the chaos.
他的思想通过丘处机影响了一个杀人如麻的征服者。
His ideas influenced a conqueror who killed like a horse.
拯救了无数条生命。
Saved countless lives.
王重阳的悲壮不在于他多能打。
The tragic aspect of Wang Jianyan is not that he was a powerful fighter.
而在于他在最绝望的时候选择了最难的那条路。
The key is that he chose the most difficult path when he was at his lowest.
他不是去争天下地。
He is not going to compete for the world.
一
First,
他是去做一个疯子。
He is going to be a madman.
一个相信到能救国的疯子。
A madman who believes he can save the country.
他输了一辈子。
He has lost his whole life.
但他赢了1000年。
But he won for 1000 years.
我讲完了。
I'm finished.
你觉得王重阳是一个失败者？
Do you think Wang Jianyan is a failure?
还是一个成功者？
A loser.
如果你是他，
If you are him,
你会选择在南宋苟且偷生？
Will you choose to live a hedonistic life in the Southern Song Dynasty?
还是像他一样在敌占区另辟蹊径？
Find another way to operate in the occupied area just like him.
欢迎在评论区告诉我你的看法。
Please let me know your thoughts in the comments.
如果你对全真教和丘处机一言止杀的故事感兴趣，
If you are interested in the story of the White Lotus Society and Q Chuji's One Strike and Kill Tactics,
下期我可以专门讲一期
Next time, I can dedicate a whole episode to it.
记得点赞。
Remember to like.
关注。
Focus.
下期见。
See you next time.